A snowboarder who died in a tree well incident at Whistler Blackcomb this month is being remembered as an extremely intelligent engineer regarded for her pioneering research on CO2 conversion. Danielle Salvatore, 32, was snowboarding with her partner on March 9 when they became separated, after which her partner contacted Whistler Blackcomb Ski Patrol, according to a Whistler Blackcomb spokesperson. Patrol found Salvatore unresponsive on Renegade, an advanced gladded trail near Katskinner Express chairlift. On behalf of Whistler Blackcomb, our ski patrol and the entire Vail Resorts family, I would like to offer my deepest condolences, said Belinda Trembeth, Whistler Blackcomb COO, in a release. Tragedies like this weigh heavily on all of us, and our hearts go out to the guests' family and friends. We are here to support during this extremely difficult time. Now, tributes are pouring in and fundraisers are racking up the donations in Salvatore's memory. Salvatore, a resident of Garibaldi Highlands in Squamish, excelled at every level of her studies, according to an obituary. She became internationally known as a graduate student for her pioneering work in CO2 conversion, designing and building the world's first membrane reactor for converting waste CO2 into fuels. While there are now thousands of researchers around the world working on her technology, this was not even her greatest achievement. She later invented a reactor capable of coupling the two distinct steps of CO2 capture and CO2 conversion, the obit read. Danielle's discovery, which was featured in the Globe and Mail, launched an entirely new field now known as reactive carbon capture. Her work landed her an invite to move to the U.S. National Renewable Energy Lab to lead a program on CO2 reactors as an NSF Presidential Fellow, but when she was unable to cross the border due to COVID, she instead joined the founding team of Miru Smart Technologies Corp., an energy-efficient window company in Vancouver. In September 2023, she was named one of Canada's Clean 50 Emerging Leaders for 2024. Her innovative work in decarbonizing the built environment is widely recognized, the obit read. Danielle's impact on future society will be felt for generations. Her impact on the present is notable, too. A pair of GoFundMes in her name had amassed thousands of dollars as of press time. In celebration and memory of Danielle Salvatore, is organizing a group donation in Salvatore's name to protect our winters Canada, and has already raised $4,300 of a $2,000 goal. A second fundraiser, for a Danielle Salvatore Memorial Soccer Tournament, had raised $2,435 of a $4,000 goal as of press time. The University of British Columbia has also created a scholarship in her memory, the Danielle Salvatore Memorial Scholarship, which will recognize future bright minds in perpetuity. Inside and out, our beautiful, brilliant Danielle was captivating and fun-loving. Her expressions drew a crowd wherever she was and enchanted the hearts of too many to mention, the obit read. She will be incredibly and passionately missed. Her legacy of her unwavering commitment to family, friends, and her community will be treasured forever. The world is a better place because our Danny was in it.